welcome to our brand new Ignite Sparks podcast. I'm Community Relations Manager Julie Duell and your host for this new and exciting podcast designed to tell you all about what's happening here in our beautiful city. Our goal is to keep you informed of the many projects, programs, activities, initiatives, and yes, even people that are unique and important to Sparks. We'll also keep you updated on important regional initiatives and issues as well. The Ignite Sparks podcast will be released twice a month and will be available on your favorite podcast platform or on our website. Hi, I'm Julie Duell. I'm Community Relations Manager for the City of Sparks, and we are on episode 2 of our podcast, season 1, and I have got Andy Gephardt from the Truckee Meadows Water Authority. I really wanted to talk about water in our community, so Andy, can you tell me a little bit about your position at Tumwa?
Not a problem. My position is Director of Operations, and in that, your pump stations, your tanks, that falls under my purview, as well as the treating of the water. In addition, I have our community, our public relations, community relations, media relations, any of that.
Which is so nice. That's why I needed you here today to kind of talk about this. And I wanted to dive right into what I wanted to talk about today is I manage a lot of the social media for City of Sparks. And one of the biggest questions that we get on social media when we'll post about any kind of development is, how can you be approving development when we're in a drought and there's no water? Can you address that?
That's coincidentally the biggest concern and complaint that we get. How can you provide the water? It's simple and complicated at the same time. The water itself, the water in the Truckee River, there's a finite number of water rights. Water rights are very much like your car. You own it. You own the water rights. Development has to provide water rights to build their homes, build the houses. And a way to think about this is, for Sparks, out in Spanish Springs, the Opios grew potatoes for years. And that was a big potato farm, big potato growing area. And over the years, that land and the water that was being used to build those, or to grow those potatoes, was moved, and now that water is used to provide home water for houses. So it's still the same water, still a finite number of water rights. With that said, we've looked at the water rights, we've looked at how much water is available. We monitor this yearly, and every 5 years we put out a water resource plan. And we're in good shape in this area. It's amazing.
So I know that we are in a drought situation as far as water goes, but what does that mean for, I think, just development in general? And then the second question would be for just your general homeowner too. So a little different questions there.
We are in a drought. I mean, we are, by definition, a desert is anything under 10 inches of rain a year. This year we got 3. You know, our average is about 7. So by definition, we live in a desert. We are very dry, interrupted by some wet cycles. So long before you and I were around, they started building reservoirs upstream to capture some of that, the snowfall, the runoff. And that has helped us tremendously. We're a very small river system. It's only 110 miles, very few users on the river. In fact, this community, kind of the net, after you take into account what goes back into the river from runoff, and the net use of the water in the river is about 3% in a normal year and 8% in a dry year, 8 to 9%. That's it. The rest of that, so most of the water in that river, we don't use.
Interesting.
So, we have tremendous storage. We've planned for this. You know, this has been going on for years, long before, like I said, long before I've been around. And, you know, right now we have, in 2015, we had about 28,000 acre feet of storage upstream storage. This year we had 53,000 acre feet of storage. I mean, we are in a tremendous, tremendous position. And that's one of the misconceptions is that, all water systems are the same. So if they're struggling, say, somewhere in California or somewhere in another community, we must be struggling too. And that's just not true.
So I love what you were talking about the storage of water. So where are those, where is that storage?
It's in Boca, Stampede, Independence, Donner, Tahoe, all the upstream reservoirs.
And it's a storage system that we store a certain amount of water. Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, it's a really complicated, it's like a shell game. But, water is used from one reservoir to the other, so we'll release water out of different reservoirs. Like right now, the water that's in the river, most of that water in the river is ours. We've released it so that we're able to treat it and provide water to the customers.
So I really am so interested in what you're saying, because again, if I am a developer and I'm going to go out and say I want to build, I don't know, just north of Sparks or wherever that I want to put a development, my first step is coming to Tumwa to get water rights. Is that correct?
I'm on the edge of my ski, so I don't know if that's your first step, but that's one of your first steps, yes, is to make sure that you have the water rights available to build this project.
Right. And then my next podcast, we're going to be talking a little bit about more of that development and how that process is. But water rights are important, and those are not given by City of Sparks. Those are by Tumwa.
That is correct.
Okay, great. So that's great information. And I loved how you were talking a little bit about some misconceptions that are out there. Can you give us any more examples about what are some of the misconceptions that are out there?
One of the big ones is that Tumwa is responsible for the growth. And that's just simply not true. The different entities, Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, they approve development. They approve the growth. Then it's Tumwa's, then it's the developer's responsibility to come to Tumwa and say, can you provide the water? You know, a lot of things can happen. You can provide water to a lot of different places. It's whether you can afford to get the water there, you know, because development pays for development. That's a misconception. Growth pays for growth, as far as water is concerned.
Great, thank you. That's great information. I wanted to ask you, since we are in a drought situation right now, technically, with the amount of rain that we did not receive, I guess, this year, what should we, as just consumers of water, just as we're washing our face or watering our lawns or whatever, should we be conserving water?
We say this all the time. You should just be smart about water use. I mean, you should be conserving or be conscious of your water use every year, whether it's a dry year or a wet year. Just because it's a dry year doesn't mean you should let it run down the gutter. So you should always be aware of your water use. Use what you need, but use it responsibly. Fix your leaks. Maintain a proper irrigation system. You know, be smart about your use in your home, and you'll be fine.
Great. What else would you like to say just about Tumwa in general, or any other just information that you'd like to give us?
Well, this community has done a tremendous job with conservation over the years. And in fact, right now, we use per capita about 30% less than we used in the early 2000s. So we've dropped per capita. Now, a lot of that is due to smaller homes, smaller lots, more efficient plumbing, meters, and conservation. The conservation ethic in this area has been tremendous. And we have looked forward. We have looked out to the end of the century as far as water use and said, okay, what would happen if, you know, we have continual growth and we have drought years every year? It's just always dry. It's always a drought. Would we have enough water? And the answer is yes. We've looked out to the end of the century, and we are comfortable with that. With that said, we're always looking for new resources. We're working with the City of Sparks, City of Reno, Washoe County, on doing some recycled water. You know, what are the best uses for that? How can we take advantage of that in the community? So.
Oh, that is great information, because like I said, when I get that question, I want to be able to answer that question responsibly about, do we have enough water for development? So when people see a development going in, they can be assured that that has gone vetted, that's gone through the City of Sparks, Tumwa, there's enough water for that development, correct?
When they see a development go in, the water has already been taken care of. The water has already been purchased and is utilized for that development.
Great. Thank you so much. Did I miss any questions that maybe you're seeing from your end that people are asking that, we'd like to address?
Not that I can think of, but if they do have any questions, they're always welcome to contact us. Go to our website, tmwa.com. Look up our water resource plan. The water resource plan, this year we changed up the format and we've made it significantly more readable, able to digest. I can understand it. So, you know, when you look at that water resource plan, that might have a lot of answers to questions that people have.
Oh, thank you so much. I actually will probably post that on our social media pages. I think that would be some great information.
We'd be happy for you to do that.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it. And hopefully you can be my guest another time as well.
Anytime.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the Ignite Sparks podcast and that you can join us next time to find out what's happening here in Sparks.